Kansas Information Network News. I'm Karen Johnson. Last week, Great Bend High School's speech and debate team competed in the National Speech and Debate Association Tournament in Des Moines, Iowa. J.P. Bizet reports.
This marked the 40th time Great Bend has participated. Over 6,700 students from 2,000 schools competed for 42 titles. The GBHS team, including recent graduates Chris Angel Adam and Melina Carbajal, and rising seniors Darcy Feist, Anna Bitter, and Reese King, achieved notable successes. Coach Kim Heath praised their hard work and dedication. The team thanked their coaches, the Board of Education, administration, and alumni for their support.
Interim Family Home and Hospice Foundation celebrated the opening of their medical loan closet at Aldersgate Village. The medical loan closet is stocked with gently used, durable medical equipment for anyone in the community to borrow for free. This is Kansas Information Network News.
The Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Farm Bureau and other ag and energy groups are suing the EPA over emission standards for light and medium-duty vehicles in model years 2027 to 32. Travis Cushman's deputy general counsel for Farm Bureau.
We're arguing that EPA here, they're not regulating air emissions. They are requiring the country to change how they propel their vehicles. And in doing so, they've gone well beyond the scope of the regulatory authority Congress granted them.
Cushman says the rule would artificially decrease demand for internal combustion engines in favor of electric vehicles.
Rural America lacks proper charging infrastructure. As a result, farmers will steadily lose access to a large market for biofuels, and farm vehicles will become significantly more expensive to purchase.
To keep up with the case, go to FB.org and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
ValleyVet.com.
Bear time is coming, and Valley Vet Supply has all the fitting and grooming products you need to make those animals look their best. From clippers and combs to brushes and blowers, keep your show animals cool with a powerful turbo fan. Big ones for cattle, small fans for swine, sheep, and goat projects. And Arctic Mist or Show Barn fans cool them off and maintain that hair coat, too. Hot weather can stall out those show steers and lambs. Keep them on feed and bring out that bloom with show supplements from Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet keeps a wide array of blocking shoot options and show box styles, too. For the most complete lineup of animal health products and horse and livestock show supplies, go online at valleyvet.com or see them at their store in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply. Give them a try. You'll know why America buys from your neighbors.
ValleyVet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The Hard White Wheat Special Edition of the Kansas Wheat Harvest Report is brought to you by the Kansas Wheat Commission, the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, the Kansas Grain and Feed Association, and the Kansas Cooperative Council. Hard white winter wheat varieties continue to be popular among some western Kansas farmers for their high yields, disease resistance, and quality. So Kansas Wheat continues to work with the grain handling industry and Federal Grain Inspection Service to revise the grain standards to facilitate the movement of hard white wheat in domestic and international markets and lessen the burden on grain handlers. Hard white wheat had been growing in export demand primarily to Nigeria out of the Texas Gulf. However, the past several years of drought-stricken production shortfalls have impacted the business for Kansas farmers. Hard white wheat makes up 16.3% of planted acres in west central and southwest Kansas. Joe is the top-seeded hard white wheat variety, making up 8.4% of planted acres in southwest Kansas and 7.9% in west central Kansas. Overall, hard white wheat was seeded on 4.3% of Kansas's 7.7 million acres, accounting for 331,100 acres seeded to hard white wheat in the fall of 2023. KS Big Bow, being the most recent hard white release, is projecting to be a Joe replacement with higher yield potential, better disease package, and milling and baking quality. Overall, the quality of this year's hard white wheat crop is excellent, in line with the quality of this year's hard red winter wheat crop. U.S. Wheat Associates produces an annual crop quality report that includes grade, flour, and end product data for all six U.S. wheat classes. and the 2024 Annual Wheat Quality Report will be available at uswheat.org. To follow along with harvest updates on social media, you can use hashtag WheatHarvest24 and tag at Kansas Wheat on Facebook, Instagram, and X to share your harvest stories and photos. The 4th of July is next week, and while celebrating can be fun, it's important to stay safe while doing so. A news release shows that last year there was a total of 146 injuries caused by fireworks in the state of Kansas. The person igniting the firework was most likely to be injured. The hands were the most common body part to be injured. Over half of the injuries that occurred from fireworks that happened on Independence Day were from burns, and there was a 43% increase in reported injuries from 2022. Sherry Sage, the director of Safe Kids Kansas, said sparklers are often thought to be safe for young children. However, they account for roughly one quarter of all emergency room visits related to fireworks. So children should not light fireworks, including sparklers, which can burn at a temperature hot enough to melt glass. She said they encourage parents to let their little ones use glow sticks instead of sparklers and leave the rest to the grown-ups. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment, the Office of the Kansas State Fire Marshal, and Safe Kids Kansas have shared some tips to keep your celebration safe, and they include to have adults supervise children and pets around grills and fireworks, and designate a child-free safety zone around grills and areas where fireworks are being lit. Store your fireworks in a cool, dry place. Have a water supply ready, such as a bucket of water or garden hose. Dispose of used fireworks carefully, as they could reignite. Keep a first aid kit available and nearby. Ignite fireworks outdoors on a flat surface. Light only one firework at a time. And always refer to local ordinances as to whether fireworks are allowed in the area where you are, as well as what types of fireworks are allowed, as some cities or counties have restricted dates and times or types of fireworks that may be sold or discharged. The Kansas Department of Transportation has closed a portion of K-9 near Logan in Phillips County, and the closure is necessary for the demolition and replacement of the bridge spanning Crooked Creek, located 0.4 miles east of Logan. During the construction, K-9 will be closed to through traffic at the bridge, and motorists should follow the signed detour around the work zone using US 283, US 36, and US 183. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects this project work to be completed in late November, conditions permitting. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager, Dan Moore, at 785-302-6200. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
As farmers gear up to harvest the crops we all depend on, Norton County Hospital and Clinics reminds you to harvest safe and drive smart. As you hit the roads, be patient and stay alert around farm vehicles. Expect slow-moving equipment with limited visibility. Keep a safe distance, wait for them to pull over, and never pass in no-passing zones. Farmers, ensure you're visible and aware of your surroundings. Let's share the road and ensure a safe harvest for all.
On Thursday, Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt announced that the Kansas Department of Insurance has made its annual distribution to local firefighter relief associations, or FRAs. And pursuant to the Kansas Firefighters Relief Act, $18,912,365.52 has been distributed among 553 local FRAs throughout the state. Commissioner Schmidt said firefighters work to keep us safe, and the Kansas Firefighters Relief Act acknowledges those efforts by providing additional protections for firefighters and their loved ones. She said the act not only gives first responders needed safety nets, but it also allows local communities to provide their citizens with improved firefighting equipment and resources. The funds from the Kansas Firefighters Relief Act are generated by a 2% tax paid by insurance companies on fire and lightning insurance premiums written in Kansas. And associations primarily use their distributed funds for insurance premiums and safety enhancements. The relief funds may pay for health, accident, disability, and life insurance premiums of local firefighters, and safety enhancements such as new fire trucks, fire station building improvements, and firefighting gear can be purchased through relief funds loaned to local governing entities. Motorists in Kansas will see and hear numerous buzz driving is drunk driving safety messages the week of the 4th of July holiday to stress the importance of never drinking and driving.
and the Kansas Department of Transportation, the Drive to Zero Coalition, and local law enforcement agencies are joining together in this effort. High-intensity enforcement will occur over the holiday week, along with safety reminders from July 1st through the 7th. The Kansas Department of Transportation Behavioral Safety Manager Gary Herman said impaired driving is both illegal and dangerous. Besides being illegal, driving impaired puts anyone in your vehicle or your path at risk for a crash resulting in serious injury or death. And with many Independence Day activities taking place at night, impaired drivers increase the risks even more. 65 people lost their lives in 2,140 alcohol-related crashes recorded in 2023. Though this marks a decrease from 2022, when 95 alcohol-related fatalities occurred. Drivers with a blood alcohol concentration above Kansas's limit of 0.08% are considered alcohol impaired by law. However, a small amount of alcohol is considered buzz driving because it can affect a person's ability to drive safely. Herman said you should simply plan ahead by designating a sober driver, and that can be the difference in avoiding a DUI and potential jail time, let alone placing lives in jeopardy. The Drive to Zero Coalition also reminds all motorists to buckle up every trip, every time. Four Kansas counties and 10 cities will share $8.6 million in cost-share grants, and the grants will help cover the costs of 14 transportation projects across the state. The program, under the Kansas Department of Transportation, helps cover a portion of the cost for local governments to repair local transportation infrastructure like roads, sidewalks, and local airport runways. The program, which began in 2019, has helped support 179 projects across the state. Governor Kelly said these new cost-share projects will repair and modernize transportation infrastructure in communities across Kansas, and the collaboration on the selected projects addresses short-term challenges to bring long-term solutions to the places Kansans call home. The projects announced on Thursday includes the City of Norton for the Oliver Lane and Franklin Avenue paving project. For more information, you can visit ksdot.gov. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Hey there, DIY enthusiasts. Tackle those spring and summer projects and head on down to Cowpoke Supply in Norton, your one-stop shop for all your home improvement needs. From gardening tools to patio furniture, they've got everything to spruce up your outdoor space. And don't forget about those indoor projects, too. With their wide selection of paints, tools, and expert advice, you'll be turning your home into a dream home in no time. Visit Cowpoke Supply today, where spring and summer projects are a breeze.
Nothing beats the taste of homegrown and hometown service. Porter Ranch Beef and Liquor guarantees both. Beef raised locally on Porter Ranch and processed locally. Packaged for family servings or specialty orders, including quarter, half, or whole beef. Porter Ranch Liquor is fully stocked with all your favorites or something new to try. Add in Alma cheese, pickled products, and snacks, and you're set to go. Hometown flavor and service. Porter Ranch Beef and Liquor on North Highway 283, north of the stoplight.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Western Kansas farmers continue to grow several varieties of hard white winter wheat for their high yields, disease resistance, and quality. Amelia Schatz with Kansas Wheat has the update.
Eric Sperber of Cornerstone Ag in Colby, who has been trading hard white wheat since the late 1990s, said he's pleased with the excellent quality and quantity of wheat in the area. Wheat coming into his location, both hard red and hard white, have test weights of 60 plus pounds per bushel, protein averaging about 12%, and variable yields that will likely end up above average overall. Most farmers in his draw area of Rollins, Thomas, Sheridan, and Logan counties have been pleasantly surprised by this year's wheat harvest. Overall, the quality of this year's hard white wheat crop is excellent, in line with the quality of this year's hard red winter wheat crop. The Miller Shaskies from Lakin and Kearney County are growing both Joe and KS Big Bow hard white wheats from the Kansas Wheat Alliance this year. Gary Miller Shasky reports that their test weights have been unbelievable, 60 to 65 pounds per bushel. They have very good sized berries and clean samples. They have not tested for protein because the elevators in the area do not pay for protein. Even with the lack of moisture in the spring, their farm will average approximately 28 bushels per acre, down from an average in the mid-40s. Like Miller Shasky's operation, the Supuses in Lane County see farming as a family affair. Ron, his son Shane, nephew Jace, and a skilled group of hired hands started cutting their hard white winter wheat crop on June 18th. With dry weather, they expect to finish in the next 7 days. They were using stripper headers, which maximized the use of straw left behind for moisture conservation and weed management. The family was happy to report an above average of 50 bushels per acre and proteins at 12.5%. Their wheat crop this year faced some pressure from wheat streak mosaic virus, which put a damper on yields, but was not a huge factor due to advancements made by wheat research. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Amelia Schatz.
This is the Kansas Ag.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control. So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. We'll get a little break from the heat and humidity over the weekend, but today it looks pretty uncomfortable for parts of Kansas. A cold front is on the way in, and that will lower our daytime highs for parts of the state tomorrow and much cooler statewide on Sunday. We'll also have the possibility of severe thunderstorms this afternoon and tonight. Large hail and damaging wind will be possible, along with a few tornadoes, so stay alert through the afternoon and evening. In the meantime, the heat continues, mostly 90s, and we have a heat advisory for about the eastern half of Kansas until this evening for high relative humidity. That cold front should arrive overnight and early tomorrow. On the map, a low-pressure area is over Kansas. We have a warm front extending southeast. The low is pulling in warm and humid air from the southern plains, giving us a pretty good chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some of those could be severe later on today. Large hail and damaging straight-line wind. There's also a 5% tornado risk in the northeast Kansas counties. Tomorrow morning, the front will be almost all the way through the state. Some lingering showers will be possible for the southern and eastern counties early in the day. We'll be clearing up early in the western and central counties and eventually by about noon for the eastern parts of Kansas. Still warm in the southeast counties tomorrow, but cooler north and west. And then Sunday, the whole state will cool off with lower humidity, highs in the 80s. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, low to mid-90s, mid to upper 60s for the overnight hours. Mid-90s north-central, tonight we're in the upper 60s and low 70s. Upper 80s to mid-90s for the northeast counties, tonight low 70s. Upper 90s southwest, mid to upper 60s for the overnight. Low 100s in the south-central counties and low to mid-70s for the overnight lows. Mid to upper 90s southeast, upper 70s tonight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.